Well, the provincial government, they're going to be giving public bodies more leeway to bypass the low bidder when awarding contracts in order to favor local companies. Now, the finance minister, Tom Osborne, says the changes are going to help local businesses with contracts for the public sector. Public bodies, including agencies, board, commissions, schools, municipalities, and crown corporations, are compelled to award the contract to the lowest bidder, provided it meets the conditions and criteria. Now, public bodies can award locally, even if the bid is about 10% higher. VOCM's Brian Medore was among media members at a virtual news conference.
Good morning, Minister. One of the things always arises in a local preference policy is that it will end up costing the agency more money in the long run, i.e. you kind of eliminate or at least discourage some potential bidders, which reduces the amount of competitiveness involved in contracts. What would you say to critics who would argue that?
I mean, there is a balance, Brian. I appreciate the question because it is a good question and an important look into the changes that we've made. I'll ask Heather to step in now in a moment as well to further elaborate on what I'm about to say. But the 10% local preference, essentially, we reduce 10% from the local bid in the province before we analyze all bids, including those from outside the province. And then you apply the point rating system to bids based on the quality of the product as well as a number of other factors would rate into how bids are rated. But when you look at 10%, if a local company were to get a bid because of reducing the value of the bid in evaluating the tender by 10%, and you factor in business tax, payroll tax, income taxes to individuals who are working, the money in the local economy. When you factor all of those items into play, you know, keeping local businesses in the game, giving them an opportunity to ensure, because they may not be as large as other businesses outside of the province in some cases, may not have the same competitive advantage as other businesses outside of the province in some cases.
And just a second question, how do you even define local? For example, Marco has the Core Science Building. I think they're an Atlantic Canadian company. Many companies are Atlantic Canadian, operations in Halifax, perhaps St. John's, perhaps not. How do you even go about defining that? Wouldn't that be some type of massive legal document unto itself?
I'll ask Heather to elaborate, but if a company has a local presence, they're established here locally, in large part they're considered a local business.